الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعفنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the 17th juz of the Quran Kareem, at the end of Surah Al-Anbiya, before Surah Al-Hajj, this is one of the few places where Allah Tabarak Ta'ala makes mention of the issue of Ya'juj Ma'juj. The other place is Surah Kahf, where Zulqarnain has pushed back a group of the Ya'juj Ma'juj. To explain the issue of the Ya'juj Ma'juj, normally this might be the first place I'm explaining it, so it might be a little bit hard for me and for you also to understand. But as we go very close to the end of what is called, we see an ending now in view. That we might see those days where many things are happening. So there were many things that we understood in the past, which needs a little rectification. But even little rectification of our old thought is a hard issue. Because when you grow up understanding something in a certain way, and then someone tells you, it's not like that. You can't understand it. Like, what do you mean it's not like that? One example I'll give you, if I ask you, what is Dajjal? Then normally, whoever I ask will say Antichrist. So Antichrist, because that's how we grew up with it. Dajjal is Antichrist. Antichrist means against Nabi Isa. Antichrist. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never ever described Dajjal like that. So that translation is not an Islamic translation. It came from someone. Many a time I say that translation came from Dajjal himself. That's his translation. Because that translation got Dajjal in it. Meaning that translation is deceptive. It's making the world wait for someone evil. Someone ugly. Someone hideous. Someone who will stand up and he'll say, I hate Jesus. So what happens when you get someone who behaves like Isa? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi called him Al-Masih Al-Dajjal. The false Messiah. The one who will act like the Messiah. Now imagine you looking for someone who's against Nabi Isa. And you find someone who dresses, who behaves, who acts like Isa. And that one even warns the world of an Antichrist. Because it's very easy for someone who looks like Isa a.s. to warn the world of an Antichrist. And the world carries on waiting for that Antichrist, but this is the one. He is the one. So if you had to see someone like Isa a.s. and you are waiting for him, you will immediately pick up that this is not the Messiah. Because Nabi Isa a.s. on his second coming to the world will come with awe, with ru'ub, with power. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, I will wake up to make his istiqbal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he will come down, there will be so much of awe, people will be scared to even stand up. So much of fear. But when Nabi Isa alayhi salam came on the first coming, he was the simple. Young children could run to him. He was open to all. Now, if you ask a person, do you expect Dajjal to be like that? Because one thought was already planted in the mind, it doesn't make sense. And that's not Dajjal. That is not Dajjal. So when you're looking out for the wrong thing, you're going to get caught. The false Messiah, if you see someone coming in the world, and he says, I am not Jew, I am not Christian, I am not Muslim. Whereas Dajjal is Jewish. But he said, me, I got nothing to do with this. I feel we can all unite. And because our father was Abraham, an Abrahamic accord. Under that accord, we're all brothers. Now naturally the world will love the sentence because you can bring an end to the war. And we're fed up with war. Every time the war takes place, the Umrah tickets go. I was going to fly next week and I can't fly now. I said, I don't want no more war anymore. Please. So if you get one man who says, I'll make sure if no more war. Forget, I'm not Jew, I'm not Muslim, I'm not Christian. I just love all. That man you will look at and you will say, maybe you are the Messiah. The false Messiah. So if your mind is ready for a false Messiah, that eye will pick him up. And if the mind is looking for an Antichrist, you're not going to pick him up anyway. So much. Another misunderstanding people have grown up with is the issue of what is known as the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So this is a very simple issue. But because people grew up with one understanding, it has become now very hard to explain it. What is this issue of Ya'juj and Ma'juj? So on the website that he mentioned, spirituallight.co.za, I wrote a kitab or I translated from a very great scholar. So it's called Zulqarnain and the Ya'juj Ma'juj. This has to be understood in detail. You'll have to read the book. To explain it now is not easy at all. Because the thought is wrong. But very quickly, when Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came down, he had now three sons with him. And the world now spread from those three sons. One son was Yafith. One was Sam, one was Ham. Sam went to the lands of Sham. Ham went to Africa, Egypt. Which? Nuh alayhi salam. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. So we all the sons of Nuh alayhi salam, because nobody else was born out of these three then. Whoever else was on the boat with him, progeny were spread. So we're the sons of Adam alayhi salam, and we definitely the sons of Nuh alayhi salam. So Yafith, he moved to the top part of the world. And from him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put a lot of blessings in his progeny. In his progeny, one of his, what we will call grandchildren, great-grandchildren, was known as Gog. Another one was known as Magog. And there were many others. And they populated the lands from starting what we will call, I don't know how you all say it, Europe. But one end of Europe, I don't know what's your last place, maybe Germany or whatever, before the waters. What's the last place? Germany is the last. Anything goes past Germany? Huh? Poland. So let's go to Poland. So one side of Europe, right to the other side. So going to the other side, you'll pass by the Black Sea, the Caspian Sea. Then you'll get what is called Eastern Europe maybe. Then you'll get Russia. Then you'll get the lands of China, Japan, Korea. So that entire thing was populated by a nation which was known as the children of Gog and Magog. Magog, they were more on this side, meaning Russia and the lands going that way. And Gog would be more from this side going that way. And so much. That is why in the Ahadith, sometimes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will describe it as Abu Rum, the father of the Romans, because that was the land of the Romans. Now obviously there's going to be a lot of intermarriage after that. And some will marry from here and some will marry from here. So someone asks where the Pakistani came from, the Afghani, the Indian, and which one. So we say we are a mixture. We little here, little here, little here. But in the beginning it was three sons. So you got this one. He would be more white in nature. Sam would be more like white and red in nature. That's why the Arab will be the children of Sam. Both Banu Israel and the Arab, because Ibrahim alayhi salam was in Sam. So the Iraqi Arab. And then Ham, he went to Egypt and they became a little bit more of the darker nation and we have the whole Africa. That was at the beginning of the world, so at least you know geography. Now because Yafith, his children Gog and Magog were blessed with might. And in might you obviously get wealth because you got more in number than everybody else. And because they were blessed with a fairer skin, right at the beginning, many of them were the prime targets of the devil. The devil's prime target was always the children above. So amongst them, there would be good people, more women, not good people. Minority could be good, majority would be blessed, or not blessed, would be spoiled with a feeling of I am favorite of God, and everyone under me that's darker in color, and that one is not so white in color, they are my servants. So right at the beginning, what South Africa saw is apartheid. Apartheid wasn't only now, and the superior white race. This was from the beginning of time. They had the thing that we are a superior race over the others. Because of which it became known as Gog and Magog are the zalims, the oppressors on earth. Whenever they got the chance, a time in history came, they had the name Ashkenaz, one group, Scythians. So in history, if you have to go study what is called the Scythian, the pirates of the Black Sea, this was the lands of Gog and Magog. Dhulkarnain, when he had established his lands in Iran, it was this threat of the people above who used to always come into his lands. So on all sides, going that side, North Macedonia side, going that side, where we're going to India, Pakistan side, and from above, what we will call Poland coming down. From all sides, the threat of this group used to always try to invade his kingdom. So the one place where there was a mountain, that's where he put up a barrier, because those people said they coming from this one mountain pass. So the easiest way to save us from them, he just put a barrier, that's what he put up. What I wanted you all to understand is that Dhulkarnain never ever locked up the entire Yajuj Majuj world, because they were populated from one side to the other side. All that Dhulkarnain did was he prevented one group of them for a great period of history coming through a mountain pass into the lands of what is known as the Iranian lands. That's all he did. What made us think they locked up? There was a narration where they are in a glass and they bite at that glass and they try to come out. That narration stuck with everyone, because of which it made many people blinded from many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all that I have explained in the book, you can read it in the book. I'm not going into that details. What I wanted to explain now is understand that the world had three. So you're going to understand what's above there. From Europe on one side, going right till China, Japan, Korea, Russia on the other side. Why we need to understand this is to understand how the war will finally end. But before we go to that, we will start with this last ruku, which is Surah Anbiya. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. It's a unique surah this year, where Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala before this speaks of every Nabi. That's why it's called Anbiya. And why he speaks about the Nabi, he shows that there were those who were Allah's, and there were those who were not Allah's. There was Lut alayhi salam and a nation who was doing filthy acts. So Lut alayhi salatu was salam said, تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثِ. You are doing such a filthy act. The act of the people of Lut alayhi salam is well known. He said, I cannot understand how you can do this. A male to a male. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ فَاسِقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, they were a rebellious nation. There was Lut, and there was the many that was against Lut. It was not easy for him. There was Nuh alayhi salam, وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى. One man, when he invited so many. But nations and nations never. What the surahs are showing, the rukus, there was a minority and there was the majority. A minority is sometimes only one. He had to stand up to a majority. And the majority mocked at him. But he was clean and they were not clean. But when the majority is not clean, the minority becomes the mocked. And that's the world we are living in now. That the one who wants to be pure, the people of Lut alayhi salam laughed at him. Said, how long you want to act like you someone different? How long? So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, there was Lut alayhi salam and his people. There was Nuh alayhi salam and his people. But at the ending, it always ended like this. وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا. When we had to enter into our mercy, he entered in the mercy, not them. Nuh alayhi salam, وَنَصَرْنَاهُ. We aided and helped him. We never helped them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانَ سَوْ. They were evil. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. We destroyed all of them. In good people, there could be wealth. There was Dawood alayhi salam. There was Sulaiman alayhi salam. Meaning wealth doesn't make you bad. You can live with wealth also. But don't be like Firaun. You'd rather be like Dawood and Sulaiman. We gave them the powers to understand. We gave them the powers that the mountains and the birds would make tasbih with them. We taught them how to manufacture things others were not doing. There's nothing wrong being ahead of the world. But they were different from the others. When power came to them, they did not get infatuated with power. If they had to lose all their power, they were ready, but they were not going to lose Allah. Then Allah Tabarakallah said there was Ayyub alayhi salam. He was afflicted with a severe sickness. Severe sickness. He carried on calling on to his Allah. During his time, there was an imtihan that they were told that there is a way you can get cure, but you must be ready to say certain words. He was not ready at all, because those words were devoid of tawheed. Ayyub alayhi salam was not going to do it. I'd rather remain sick. There's no way I'm going to do this. Unique lessons. Because when the day of the main fitna of Dajjal will come, there will be certain sicknesses also, which only Dajjal will manage to cure. Remember this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yukbri'ul akmaha wal abrasa. Isa alayhi salam warned the people, although the ruling class was against him, because he could help their children with certain sicknesses, which the medicine of that era could not help. When Dajjal will come, Yubri'ul akmaha wal abrasa, he will also be able to help in certain sicknesses, which the medical world will not be able to help. But the ruling class will be with him. When Isa a.s. did not have the ruling class with him, and he could still win the world over, imagine what an exam it will be, where here he will have the ruling class with him, and he will be the only one who can. Allah Tawarakla says, remember Ayyub. For him to get better, there was a way. He had to say a few words, but it had no tawheed. He was not going to do it. He said, I will carry on calling to the Allah. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. Remember Ayyub when he called his Rabb. أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ. Oh Allah, a very great difficulty has hit me. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Finally we accepted. فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرُّ. We opened it up. These were lessons. These were lessons before coming to the prime of the surah. Allah Tabarakala says there was Ismail, there was Idris, there was Dhul Kifl. كُلُّم مِّنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. All of them made sabr. You know the meaning of sabr? Because when the era of fitan will come, we are already in a fitan. And when the era grows bigger and we're moving towards that era, where you will see vision 2030, you will see the world changing, you will see the era of AI going very high, you will see practicing on deen becoming harder and harder, and becoming easy and lax becoming easier and easier. كُلُّ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Tabarakallah says, remember, they were patient. They were patient. When we hear of this Anbiya's name, we say, wow, what a Nabi. But when Allah Tabarakallah describes it, he shows another picture. That during their life, it was not easy. كُلُّ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. They were making a lot of sabr. A lot of sabr. وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا. But finally, they entered into our mercy, not the ones who opposed them. وَذَنُّونِي. There was Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, and how his people negated him, and he became fed up with them. He wanted to just go away. You become fed up sometimes. No one is listening. Allah Tabarakallah says there was Zakariya alayhi salam. They killed Zakariya. They cut him in half. Zakariya alayhi salam. There was a time when he was alone. He said, oh Allah, if I'm going to die, but I got no child. And he said, the people around me, I know they're not of my type. They're not going to take this mission. He had that worry. Allah Ta'ala says, look at those people. They had a worry of deen. He said, at an old age, I got no child. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We accepted. We made his wife ready for him. And then Yahya alayhi salam was. Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam was also martyred. All of them. Then there was Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. The ending of this whole thing now, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ. This is your ummah. Normally we say we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala said, this is your ummah. Ummah means your jama'at. Meaning, O people of Islam, this was your jama'at. You will have to be like Lut, not the qawm of Lut. You will have to be like Nuh, not the qawm of Nuh. You will have to be like the Anbiya, not the people who oppose the Anbiya. This is your Jama'ah. They were one, but they were a nation themselves. They never moved with the tide. They were ready to stand against the tide. Kullun ilayna raji'un. Allah Tabarakala says, remember, all are going to return to us. All. They going to return and the ones who opposed. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. So whoever will do good, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And he believed, فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِ. He will find his efforts will never ever be denied by us. Normally when you say kufr, kufr means nashukri. Nashukri means I don't appreciate. Allah Tawarukala says, he will not find us unappreciative of his efforts. فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِ. Meaning we know what he went through. We know it wasn't easy. وَإِنَّا لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ. We have been writing his every action. Everything is recorded. And this will carry on, Allah Tabarakala says. وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرِيَةٍ أَحْلَقْنَاهَا. Any nation that we have destroyed, this ayat can be explained in many ways. But we're not going to go into deep, we're just going to explain a normal. That whoever has been destroyed, that's the ending. Any nation that came and we gave finished, you lived your 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, no one has ever come back. No one has ever come back. Each one will have his time. I got my time, you got your time. No one is going to have a second time. In this time, you can be like Nuh, you can be like Qawm Nuh. You can be like Lut, you can be like Qawm Lut. You can be with the majority, you can try to be with the minority. You can say, I live and I die for my Allah. Or you can say, let me enjoy life, one day I'll change. Allah Ta'ala said, you got one life. Once the nation is destroyed, game over, no one's coming back. And this will continue and continue. Hatta إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَعْجُوجُ وَمَعْجُوجُ. Until a time will come where we will allow the final surge of the Ya'juj Ma'juj. To explain this ayat, I mentioned what I mentioned at the beginning. When that final surge will happen, it will be a final surge. Futihat will have the meaning when we will lift up all barriers, holding back the Ya'juj Ma'juj. This will be the final war that will be fought when Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come. When all these nations will then come from all sides. So Europe will come, Russia will come, China will come. And it seems China, Japan will be the next superpower of the world. All will fall and there will be a war. That war will collapse the entire living system of the world. So many people who say, I like to live, I don't want to die, I don't want to die. You ask him, you want to live till the war? You want to live and see those wars where nothing will be left. Buildings will not be left. People will not be left. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will be told, we will now open up, unleash that you will not be able to stand against it. You will have to go to the high mountains. High mountains most likely because it will be nuclear wars. Whatever will be happening, there will be poison and the world will be finished. Finally, when Nabi Isa alayhi salam will receive permission to come down and Allah would have destroyed everything else, when Isa alayhi salam will come down with his few people, it will be like when Nuh alayhi salam came down from the ship. It will be a new world. And on that new world, they will live for a while. And then Qiyamah. Which means that, what you waiting for? What you living for? Me and you got our 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. You want to live forever, it's going to end like this. It's going to end where the whole thing is going to collapse. وَقَتَرَبَ الْوَعْدُ. And our promise has now come very close, meaning Qiyamah. فَإِذَا هِيَ شَاخِصَةٌ أَبْصَارُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. On that day, the people who never believed, you will see their eye will not even blink. It will just be looking, staring. Quran describes it. Why? Quran wanted me and you to see Qiyamah as though it's in front of us. It is the thought of Qiyamah that will make us different from the world. It will make us see how Nuh alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, how the Anbiya saw. Allah Pak describes it. May Allah make that day come, we can understand Quran directly. On that day, the people who never believed, you will see their eyes, not even blinking. Ya waylana, they will say, what is wrong with us? Qad kunna fi ghaflatin min hadha. We were oblivious of this. We were oblivious. Allah Tabarakala in Quran always speaks of the people of Kufr. The scholars have written, the people of Kufr are not going to read Quran. So although in the label of the people of kufr, Allah Tabarakala gives a message to the people of iman, that let it not happen that on that day you are also staring and you are also saying, I was oblivious. Let it not happen. Meaning, do not behave like the people of kufr. They will say, what is wrong? We were totally oblivious. Then they will say, bal kunna zalimin. Rather, we were not oblivious. Oblivious means I never know. It says we knew, but we wanted to act like we never know. So the translation. Zalim. You say you oppressor. You know what you did. May Allah Tabarakala make me and you don't have to say that already. Bal kunna zalim. That we knew it. But we behave like we never know. This is a world of temptations. This is a world of imtihan. That person will pass this imtihan who keeps Quran, the message of Quran, the picture of Quran in front of him. Qiyamah is not far. And our death is our first qiyamah. فَإِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُ. Soon as the eye closes, everyone's qiyamah starts. Your questioning starts, your grave is then either a garden or it's a pit. Punishment or luxury starts as soon as the eye closes. Me and you got 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Every Ramadan comes to wake us up to say, is it not time to come back to Almighty Allah? Nuh alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, generations lived with them in enjoyment and they lived in sabr. Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years of patience and generations 950 years of enjoyment. But at the end of 950 years, if you ask the generation you enjoyed life, and you ask Nuh alayhi salam, you suffered in life, Nuh alayhi salam will say, what suffering? As soon as my eyes closed, I entered into the mercy of Allah. And those people will say, what enjoyment? We, Allah, did not see any enjoyment. This is this world. One pain will make us forget years of pleasure. And one taste of pleasure will make us forget years of pain. Work for pleasure coming instead of dying for temporary pain. Temporary pleasure which is followed by pain. Because the pain will make us forget the pleasure. Pleasure will make us forget the pain. You rather work for that pleasure. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair, Kumarama. Let Allah bless him on his journey here. Let Allah accept his bayana.